This is a book about our future, the collective future of humanity this century, to be precise. Civilization is at a unique moment, a juncture. Pandemics, wildfires, and wars swirl around us as we write, sure signs that societies remain extremely vulnerable to shocks, despite unprecedented progress. Beyond the immediate turbulence, we are in the midst of a planetary emergency of our own making. What this book will argue is that the long-term potential of humanity depends upon civilization, a wondrous, freewheeling, kaleidoscopic, inspiring, confounding civilization, undergoing nothing short of 5 extraordinary turnarounds within the coming decades. We know the pain points. Everyone knows we must end extreme poverty for billions. Everyone knows we must fix the inequality crisis. Everyone knows we need an energy revolution. Everyone knows our industrial diets are killing us, and the way we farm food is ripping through nature, driving a 6th mass extinction of species. We know human populations cannot increase endlessly, and we know our material footprint cannot expand infinitely on our finite blue and green earth. Can we, meaning all people and peoples, come together to navigate this century? Can we take a collective leap in human development with courage and conviction? Can we overcome divisions, neo-colonial and financial exploitation, historic inequalities, and deep, deep distrust among nations to deal with the long-term emergency? Can we achieve systemic transformation in decades, not centuries? Our goal with Earth for All is to show you that this is indeed fully possible, and that it won't cost the Earth. Rather, it is an investment in our future. Based on expert assessments, supported by system dynamics models, the pages ahead explore the most likely routes to emerge from these emergencies, the pathways that bring the most humanitarian, social, environmental, and economic benefits to all. Earth for All is about valuing our future. Most people value their personal future, but what about valuing our collective future? As a civilization, as 8 billion people, as an entangled web of societies? Well, the evidence that we do is very limited. The COVID-19 pandemic is certainly a prime example of this failure. Despite enormous wealth in some countries, we simply did not put in place basic safeguards to protect civilization from a threat that was known, highly likely, and entirely avoidable. The investment in adequate preparation was, essentially, peanuts compared with the global suffering to date. Another sign of chronic failure. Millions of children have had to walk out of schools around the globe and march in the streets to get our attention. The school strikers' message is simple: our house is on fire. Those with power, they say, are taking colossal risks with their future, consigning them to live on a destabilized earth. The placards on the streets read, "Systems change, not climate change," and "Listen to the science," and the youth carrying them are demanding, rightly, a fair and just transition of societies, now. Their plea exposes some uncomfortable questions. Why are actions to prevent pandemics or climate disruptions so shockingly inadequate? Are economic systems driving industrial societies in a direction that's impossible to change? Is it even possible for everyone, whether 8 or 10 billion people on Earth, to prosper within planetary boundaries? Is societal collapse inevitable? Or can we find a way to value and invest in our collective future here on Earth?